Be tolerant to their appearance. Be tolerant of their appearance. The guy was trying to get his dad to buy him a car for graduation. And his dad said, well, give me one biblical reason why I should buy you a car. And he said, I don't know. And then he said, well, Dad, you know, and his dad was getting on him about having long hair. And he was talking to him. He had long hair. He wanted to drive a car. And his dad said, well, give me one biblical reason why you got long hair. And he said, Jesus had long hair. And his dad said that Jesus walked everywhere he went to.
Welcome to Anchored in Jesus, the teaching ministry of Dr. William R. Glaze, founder of the Pittsburgh Layman's Bible Institute, author, and senior pastor of Bethany Baptist Church. I'm Sonia Hall, thanking you for joining us today for the conclusion of Ain't Understanding Mellow, Part 2. So let's join Dr. Glaze for the conclusion of Ain't Understanding Mellow, Part 2.
Or in the first three. Then we really need to work on our listening skills. Then we said, where are places that people need to understand? We said in marriage, people need to understand. In the family, people need to understand. And then in every relationship, people need to try to understand each other. Which brings us to our point today, and like I said, we're not going to be very long. What are characteristics of people with understanding? People that listen with understanding, what are three characteristics of people that try to understand other people? What are three characteristics of people who put themselves into the shoes of another person to really try to feel what it is that's going on inside of them? Number one, they have a genuine concern for others. They have a genuine concern for others. Look at Proverbs 18 and verse 2. Proverbs 18 and verse 2. And the scripture says here, a fool hath no delight in understanding, but that his heart may discover itself. What this means is that a fool, and I hope I'm not speaking to anybody today, but a fool is more concerned, help me, Holy Ghost, about letting people know what's on their hearts and uncovering their feelings and spewing out their venom and their hatred than they are about what's going on in the heart of another person. And if we are to be God's people, and if we are to be people in relationships, let us not be like the fool. Let us not be so concerned. And you know what? I know that we live in a selfish world. You know, it's me, myself, and I. And we're concerned about self and self-preservation. And I understand that. But we need to understand that we can't be so overcome with our own personal ideas and opinions. And that, you know, our objective is to get out what we feel and pour it out on everybody else. And we don't take time to stop and try to understand what other people are dealing with and try to have a genuine concern for what's going on with other people. You know, there's one thing. And see, once again, it goes back to that whole empathetic thing. You know, just being in the hospital for, you know, 4 days. Because I haven't been in the hospital since I've been here in Pittsburgh. I've been here almost 20 years. And haven't been in the hospital in 20 years. And as I went, and you know, I go to the hospital every week to visit folk in the hospital. And you know, I go, and I think that a lot of times, to be honest with you, I might get to that level of attentive listening, and every now and then I might move into that empathetic listening. But having been in that hospital bed, having laid in that bed, having to deal with the issue and the frustration and the aggravation of going through dealing with sickness and illness in your body, I tell you what, I have a different appreciation for people who go into hospital now. And I'm in the hospital all the time, but I've got a different appreciation. And sometimes, saints, you've got to try to put yourself into where that other person is. Try to feel what they're feeling. If somebody is frustrated around you, if somebody, you know, I was, I had gone to a restaurant a couple weeks ago. And, you know, the person that was serving, I thought, was very unprofessional. I mean, you know, they were short. You know, I was asking questions, and it's almost like, you're working for a tip here, brother. You know, you need to at least, if you're going to take my money, at least be nice to me. And I was getting ready to say something. And I was thinking about the message that I was working on that week. And I said, well, you know what? I'm not trying to make excuse for how this person is serving today. But what's going on in this person's life? What is this person dealing with? You know, maybe they brought something that was so overwhelming, you know, they brought it to the job and they just can't seem to shake it. I know I woke up about 2 o'clock this morning and I went downstairs in my house and I was trying to pray. Man, I was trying to pray. I put on some praise and worship songs. I was trying to get in the spirit of praying. But you know what, saints? My mind just kept coming back to my leg. It just kept coming back to my leg. And I would put the thought out of my mind, and I would praise God for a little bit. And I tried to do Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God, all his and his righteousness, all these things will be added over to you. I gave it over to the Lord. I tried to let him work it out. And then I would look down at my leg, and I'd take it back again. And so I'm thinking that, man, if me as a minister struggle that much in trying to keep giving it over to God, how much are other people struggling with the issues that they have and the issues that they're going through? And so we need to understand, my brothers and sisters, that sometimes we need to try to feel what that other person is feeling. We need to try to have a genuine concern for what is going on. You know, I have a new appreciation for people that have chronic pain. You know, I don't know how in the world people deal with chronic pain. And, you know, if they're crabby and, you know, old grumpy, you know, I say, you know, okay, you know, let's try to turn this thing over to the Lord. Let's try to work this out. But, you know, I think I have a little bit more understanding for you. You know, we still need to try to get the victory. I don't want anybody to get me wrong. I'm not up here trying to say that we got a reason to be called Mr. Sourpuss, that we got a reason to look like a bulldog baptized in lemon juice. I'm not saying that. But at least people around us should be able to try to understand maybe some of the stuff that we're dealing with. So people that are people of understanding, that they have a genuine concern for others. Secondly, they are able to understand the heart of the other person. They are able to understand the heart of the other person. Look at Proverbs chapter 20 and verse 5. Proverbs chapter 20. And you know what? For the longest time, I had the most difficult time trying to understand this verse. The most difficult time trying to understand this verse. And I studied it and I studied it and I researched it. And I finally, the Lord opened up my understanding to this verse right here. It says, Proverbs 20 and verse 5, counsel in the heart of a man is like deep water, but a man of understanding will draw it out. What does that mean? It means that there are some people that are dealing with some deep issues. I mean, it's unbelievable the issues that some people are dealing with. And you know, you're sitting here today, and I don't know what's on your heart, but you might be sitting here today and you're tuning in and out to the message because there's some deep issue that you're wrestling with. There's some deep problem that you're struggling with. And Solomon says here that there are issues that are in the heart of individual, and it's like deep water. It's down in the bottom of your soul. And it's something that causes you turmoil. It's something that causes you grief. It's something that causes you anguish and agony. And it's like deep water in your soul. But Solomon says that if you get what, If you get with somebody that understands, they can draw it out. Whew. If you get with somebody that understands, if you get with somebody that's trying to understand you, all those deep-seated emotional levels, that they'll be able to bring it out. I was doing a study a couple weeks ago on the levels of relationships. And, you know, there are five levels of relationships. There's, and I can't remember all of them. I was going to teach on that, and I just never got to it. But, you know, one level is, you know, just casual relationship, like relationships with people that you have on your job. You know, another level might be relationships here in the congregation. You come to church and you say, hey, yeah, that person is a member of Bethany, or I'm on this baseball team and this person is on that baseball team. Then there are people that you are family with, that you got to, you know, you're in relationship with them just because they're your biological family. Then there are people who are, you know, like in fellowship, people that you like to fellowship with, and those are the ones that you're in relationship with. And then it talks about a fifth level, and the fifth level was covenant relationship, and that is where you are in an intimate relationship with somebody else, whether it's a wife and a husband, whether it's two ladies that, you know, are, you know, just best of friends, like, or two men that are best of friends, like Jonathan and David. That's covenant relationship. And it says that when you're in those covenant relationships like that, when you got somebody that sticks with you, when you got somebody that, you know, got your back, that's there to the end, that individual, that as you get with them, that they ought to be able to, they might not be able to counsel you. They might not be able to give you the 3 points that help you overcome your situation. But sometimes all you need is just for somebody to understand you. And that person that you are in that covenant relationship with is an individual that you can communicate with, and that they can draw out those deep issues of your heart. They can draw out the deep problems of your heart. Like I said, whether that's in a marriage, you know, I thank God for my wife, because I share with her those deep, intimate things that are inside of me, that I thank God. And everybody ought to have another person that you're in a covenant relationship with. Even if you're married, if God has put somebody in your life that you can have a covenant relationship with, that can draw out the deep issues that are on your heart. Because sometimes if those issues just sit there, man, you'll go crazy. Your head will blow off. Sometimes you just got to be able to go, and you got to share it with somebody. There's a song that was written by James Taylor. And in the song, he said, I needed the shelter of someone's arms, and there you were. Watch this. I needed someone to understand my ups and downs, and there you were. With sweet love and devotion. Listen to this. Deeply touching my emotion. I want to stop and thank you, baby. I just want to stop and thank you, baby. How sweet it is to be loved by you. Why was it so sweet to be loved? Listen to it. Because there was someone who understood my... There was someone who understood my ups and downs. There was someone who had love and devotion, and they deeply touched my emotion. And I want to stop. What is that? That's Proverbs 20 and verse 5. Counsel in the heart of a man is like deep water, but a man of understanding will draw it out. What was this chick doing in his life? She was drawing it out, man. She was bringing it out. He had it bottled in. But she understood his emotion. She understood his ups and downs. And he was able to let it go and let it out. Why? Because he had a person that was trying to understand it. Trying to understand it. Number 3, characteristics of people with understanding. They reflect seriously upon the words of the other person. Proverbs 17 and verse 27. Proverbs 17 and verse 27. He that hath knowledge spareth his words, and a man of understanding is of an excellent spirit. One translation lets us know that this individual that has the excellent spirit, he never responds with heated anger, but at all times, a person that has understanding maintains a cool spirit and is seriously considering what it is that you're saying. That a person that has an excellent spirit is a person of understanding, and that they are reflecting seriously upon the things that you're saying. You know, if you pour out your soul, you know, to somebody, I mean, you've poured out. Now, you know, once again, you know, there is what I call, you know, idle chit-chat. And, you know, sometimes we just chit-chat, you know, back and forth. You know, I'm not a person of, necessarily a person to chit-chat. The only person that could get me to chit-chat was my mother. You know, my mother would call me, and we'd just get on the phone, and we'd talk for 45 minutes, an hour. But I couldn't do that with anybody else, you know, just with my mom. So, you know, we're in a lot of relationships where there's a lot of, where we just kind of chit-chat back and forth, all right? But when we sense that a person has stopped chit-chatting and has started pouring out their soul, it's at that point our ears need to perk up. It's at that point that we need to be able to move. A red flag and a bunch of bells and whistles need to go off and say, look, we're moving to another level here. Yeah, we're moving to something a little bit deeper, and I need to make sure that I got all my listening skills tuned in, because I need to hear what this person is saying. And not only do I need to hear what they're saying, but I need to give serious reflection as to what this individual is saying. Proverbs says that a man of understanding has an excellent spirit. They have a calm spirit. They have a peaceful spirit, and they're able to receive what it is that you're opening up and you're sharing with them from the heart. You know, sometimes people will open up and share from their heart with somebody else, and the other person sitting there will just miss it. I mean, it'll be like, shoo, just go right over their head. And sometimes the reason that we miss those deep, intimate moments that a person is opening up their heart is sharing, because you know, we haven't taken that time to listen and to hear what they're saying and to ruminate on what they're saying and to put ourselves in that other person's shoes. As I close today, what is the result of understanding? That if you have understanding, what does the scripture say? Proverbs 13 and verse 15. Good understanding giveth favor, but the way of the transgressor is hard. What does this mean? Good understanding gives favor. That if you are a person who is able to understand others, isn't that a blessing? Isn't it a blessing? I mean, not what happens? If you sat there and you heard me and you understood me, what happened? My respect level has gone up for you. My love level has gone up for you. That when I'm a person that's trying to understand what's going on in your heart, and you sense that I love you, and you sense that I'm listening, what happens in your heart? Your trust level for me goes up, your respect goes up, and your love goes up. Why? Because here's somebody that took the time to try to understand me and know me. But you know, even above that, I believe the greatest thing is that when we are a person of understanding, it says that we have favor. And you know, it's good to have favor with people, but it's a blessing to have favor with God. That when we, how many of us understand the heart of God? How many of us understand the heart of God? And not only that, how many of us understand God's heart for us? The same way that you get to understand another person, hearing them, meditating on, feeling what they feel, is the same way you hear the heart of God. When was the last time you heard the heart of God? I guarantee you, if you hear God's heart, there's favor. You will have favor with God. You know, I thank God. And once again, I don't want to, you know, have to go back and deal with, you know, hospitals or anything like that. But, you know, I figured out, you know what I always say? Y'all know what I always say. You know, you're either in a trial, you just got out of trial, you're getting ready to go into one. The other thing I always say is if you're going to go through a trial, why waste it? Why waste it? Laying in that hospital bed, why don't you get something from God? And laying in that hospital bed, you know, I got to admit that, you know, there were some games on that I had to watch. And, you know, I ain't going to lie. Yeah, but there was times in that hospital when I just shut the TV off and I laid there in that bed and I said, God, let me understand your heart. Lord, let me understand your heart for me. And I started writing. I was going to bring the notebook and read some of the things, but that's a sermon for another time. But I got 3 full pages of about 15, 20 things that God just opened up his heart and shared with me. One of the things that God showed me is, you know, some of the areas where I'm not doing what I need to do and where I'm coming up short. But then there were some areas that God showed me that he wants to take me. And I can say that for those quiet and intimate moments that I got to understand the heart of God, and that when I was able to understand God's heart, that he gave me favor. He shared with me the things that he had for me. God had a feast and a banquet prepared for me. And I'll be honest with you, I don't know that I would have got it any other way. Before I went in the hospital, I was telling the saints to pray for me. Man, my feet was hurting, ankles was hurting, shin bones was hurting, knees was hurting. You know, I felt like Fred Sanford, man, walking like Fred Sanford. Since I got out of the hospital, I mean, I still got my leg problem, but all the other stuff went away. It all went away. And God showed me one thing. Man, you just needed a little rest. That was one thing that God was trying to tell me. I was too busy to rest, getting up, going, doing. And God put me on my back for those 4 days. And I told my wife, it's unbelievable. All those aches and pains in my legs just left. They just left because I just needed to rest. I just needed to get off my feet. And God will give you that understanding. Like I said, I don't want to go through that again. So believe me, I'm going to do what I got to do. I'm going to make the adjustments because I don't want to have to go back through that again. And God was also telling me, Bill, there's some things I needed to share with you, and you were just gone too much, and you were just too busy for me to get them to you. God, I understand, because I want to understand your heart. And instead of you laying me up 4 days and letting me get it, Lord, let me come to you every day and get it. Let me come to you every day and get it. Don't wait 19 years and then lay you up and then tell you all in 4 days. But get what I want you to get every day. Understand my heart every day. And when you do that, according to Proverbs, he that hath understanding hath faith.
Thank you for joining us today on Anchored in Jesus. Join us next time as Dr. Glaze continues to challenge you from God's Word through Anchored in Jesus. If you would like to request an audio copy or the notes of today's message, Ain't Understanding Mellow, Part 2, you can contact us at anchoredinjesus.org and request Ain't Understanding Mellow, Part 2. That's anchoredinjesus.org and request Ain't Understanding Mellow, Part 2. Or call us at 877-831-5060. When you visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, you can view many of the other teachings by Dr. Glaze. Dr. Glaze is the author of 7 books. For more information about these resources and how to order, visit anchoredinjesus.org or call 877-831-5060. We also invite you to like us on Facebook at Anchored in Jesus Ministries. If you would like to make a financial contribution, please visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, or send it to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania 15206. Once again, that website is anchoredinjesus.org, or you can send your financial contribution to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania 15206. It's through your prayers and gifts that we remain on the air. Our title, Anchored in Jesus, comes from Hebrews chapter 6, verse 2. Jesus is on the earth.